الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فهذا هو الدرس الثاني في القراءة في العروة الوثقى. This is the second class in our readings in the work العروة الوثقى. The strongest bond, the strongest covenant, the strongest hand hold and means of safety, savior, and protection, and happiness and joy in this life and the hereafter. Referring to the statement of Al-Islam, Kalimatul Ikhlas, Al-Qawl Al-Thabit, La Ilaha Illallah, La Ilaha Illallah, the testification that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And this is the statement of At-Tawheed, and this is what the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam he had come with. This was what was revealed to him and all of the prophets and messengers before him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to the tawheed of Allah azza wa jal, that the religion should be made purely, sincerely, in all actions of devotion, of worship and servitude, inwardly with the heart, and likewise outwardly with the tongue, and on the body parts. It must be sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. It must be sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. And if we were to read and ponder over the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the noble Quran, we will find that the Quran in entirety, the noble Quran in entirety, from the beginning to the end, is all about Tawheed. Is all about Tawheed. Every single verse in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal is establishing the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. Is establishing the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned this in his book, Madarij al-Salikin. And I summarize these points here because indeed it's a great benefit. Al-Qur'anu kulluhu fi al-Tawheed. Al-Qur'anu kulluhu fi al-Tawheed. The Qur'an in entirety is all about Tawheed. Singling out Allah alone for all actions of worship. And this occurs in a number of aspects to clarify. The first issue is that the Quran informs us about Allah, informs us about His beautiful names and His lofty attributes of perfection and His actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is At-Tawheed. And likewise, the Quran is calling the people to single out Allah alone for all actions of worship and to make the deen sincerely and purely for the sake of Allah, and to free oneself from the worship of others besides Allah and the false and deviant ways. This is what we find in the book of Allah. Likewise, in the book of Allah, it consists of commandments and prohibitions and the obligation of holding fast to them in application by performing the commandments and avoiding staying away from the prohibitions in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the rights of Tawheed and the means to perfect it. These words here are very important for a believer to understand. The commandments and prohibitions that are found in the book of Allah. The commandments and the prohibitions that are found in the book of Allah and the obligation of establishing the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the rights of Tawheed. This is the rights of Tawheed and the means to complete it and to perfect it. Meaning that a person, maybe he has Tawheed, but if he did not complete it and perfect it, his Tawheed would be deficient. And the means to complete and to perfect the Tawheed is by establishing the commandments and prohibitions in one's life. Is by establishing the commandments and prohibitions in one's life. In this manner, the Tawheed becomes complete. In this manner, the rights of that statement are fulfilled. And in the right of that person, this statement is heavy in his scale. And strong and beneficial for him in this life and in the hereafter. As for if those rights are violated, or if there's negligence with regards to performing them, those commandments and prohibitions, then the statement becomes deficient likewise. Accordingly, and it becomes light likewise accordingly, and the person, the benefit that he will have from that statement, it becomes less and weaker. So this is a great point. The point now is to realize that this is what we find in the book of Allah, and all of this is Tawheed, and all of this is At-Tawheed. Likewise, whenever we read the book of Allah, we will find Allah informing us in His noble Quran about the reward and the great aid and assistance and help that the people of At-Tawheed they have in this life, and the good honor and noble outcome they have in the hereafter, and the promise of paradise. So it's about the people of At-Tawheed and the good recompense that they have for establishing the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also see verses that mention the people of Ash-Shirk. that mentioned the warning from Ash-Shirk and the people of Ash-Shirk and how they're disgraced and how they are belittled in this life and the hereafter, and how they have the severe, painful, humiliating punishment on the day of resurrection and in the hereafter. So it's about the recompense of, it's about the good recompense of the people of the Tawheed, and likewise clarifying the foul outcome of those who oppose the Tawheed. So from these points here, we find that the entire Qur'an from the beginning to the end is all about establishing the Tawheed of Allah. Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَالْقُرْآنُ كُلُّهُ فِي التَوْحِيدِ وَحُقُوقِهِ وَجَزَائِهِ وَفِي شَأْنِ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ وَجَزَائِهِمْ. So therefore, Al-Qur'an, all of it entirety is about Tawheed and the rights of Al-Tawheed and their good recompense of Al-Tawheed. And likewise, the issue of Al-Shirk, which is the opposite, which is contrary to Tawheed, and the people of Shirk, and the foul outcome and recompense that they will have. So every single verse is about these affairs here. Either informing about Allah Azza wa Jal and His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, or His noble and perfect actions of ultimate wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, or clarifying likewise the obligation of making the actions of worship sincerity for the sake of Allah, or clarifying the commandments of Allah and the prohibitions of Allah and encouraging the people to establish the obedience of Allah, which is all about Tawheed. Or likewise referring verses that are referring to the good outcome and the aid and support in this life of the people of Tawheed, those who establish those commandments and prohibitions and those who surrender in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla, that they would have. And likewise in the hereafter, the good outcome in the paradise and the great honor that they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jannah. And also contrary to that, those who oppose the Tawheed and those who are disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and rebel against His commandments and prohibitions, the foul outcome that they will have in this life, and likewise the humiliating punishment that they will have in the hereafter. So from this aspect, the entire book of Allah Azza wa Jal is about Tawheed. So now I can ask you, Barakallahu Fikum, Surah Al-Masad. Who knows this surah? Surah Al-Masad. Who knows this chapter? Everybody, right? You know it. How does it start? Tabbat. Ahsan, tabarakallah fikum. This chapter is all about Tawheed. From what aspect? From what we just discussed here, these points. From what aspect? The chapter. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. All about Tawheed. This is about Tawheed. From what aspect?
The aspect of the value other than Allah.
This, yeah? Okay. Anybody else? From what aspect? How can we say that the Surah Al-Masad, which is about the foul outcome of Abi Lahab and his wife, it's all about Tawheed. How is that? It's clarifying the reality of shirk and the foul outcome of those who fall into shirk and oppose the Tawheed. Abu Lahab, he opposed the Tawheed. And his wife likewise opposed the Tawheed. And this is the outcome that they had. This is the outcome that they had, that they will be disgraced and punished in the hellfire. So this is clarifying the foul outcome of those who oppose the Tawheed. So the entire Quran, from the beginning to the end, either directly or indirectly, in one manner, is clarifying the reality of At-Tawheed. This is all informing us of the importance of studying and learning the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal in detail, and to study it time after time in order to make sure that the Tawheed is firm in the heart and strong, and that it is kept pure and clean, and that it is cherished and loved and preferred. Because the believers, they all have Tawheed, but some people fall into desires and whims and they begin to prefer their lusts over the Tawheed. And over the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. They obey their desires while fall into sin while they know. So not only do we have to learn the Tawheed and understand it properly, also we have to prefer it. And not only do we have to learn the deen, the obedience of Allah, the religion about Islam, the straight path, the actions and deeds and statements and creed that is pleasing to Allah, also we have to learn how to fight against our souls and to prefer that in application. And to uphold those rights in our life daily. And to uphold those rights in our life daily. Because again, many people, they learn these affairs and then they oppose them. Either out of stubborn rebellion or out of negligence, or because they prefer their desires and their whims. And they're overcome by their lust. And they have misconceptions, feeling like they're going to live forever. feeling like they're going to live forever. And they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the summary of the importance of the last chapter. This is the summary of the importance of the last chapter. Al-Urwa al-Wuthqa. Yani the issue of At-Tawheed. The issue of At-Tawheed. So now we move on and the author, he says, Babu Fadli al-Islam. The chapter, the virtue of Al-Islam. Babu Fadli al-Islam. The virtue of Al-Islam. Yani the many virtues and the great beauties and benefits of the deen of Al-Islam. And we must understand, barakallahu fikum, that we're discussing now al-Islam, and what is intended in this absolute sense is the al-Islam alladhi ja'a bihi nabiyyuna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Islam alladhi 'allamahu Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ashabahu wa amiru bihi. Faradiyallahu anhum inda dhalika. It's the Islam that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he came with. The Islam that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his companions, and they applied that in their life until Allah was pleased with him. Until Allah was pleased with him. This is the Islam that we're referring to. And this is the Islam that is virtuous. Not the deen or the way that is ascribed falsely to al-Islam. From the customs and cultures that were introduced later that Islam is free from. So the virtue of al-Islam, yani the pure Islam, the true Islam, the good Islam, that we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide our hearts to love and to follow and to prefer. To guide our hearts to love and to follow and to prefer. So al-fadlu, the meaning of al-fadlu, yani is ziyada. So these are the characteristics and the traits and the beautiful qualities of al-Islam that the other religions, they do not have. That the other religions, they do not have. Yani this is what Islam is better and increase the virtues, the aspects that make Islam the pure and good religion better than all other religions. Better than all other religions. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that Islam, it has two understandings. It has two understandings. And the general interpretation is Al-Istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed. Wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'a. Wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. And this is from the most beneficial interpretation and explanation of Al-Islam. And it's the general understanding, and this is the understanding of the Islam that all of the prophets and messengers they came with. What is it? Al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed. Wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'a. Wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. It consists of three major points. Al-istislam lillahi bit-tawheed. To surrender and to submit to Allah with tawheed. To single out Allah alone for all actions of worship and surrender and submission. Wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'a. And to comply to Him in obedience. And to comply to Him in obedience, وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ. And to free oneself from paganism and polytheism and its people. This is the pure Islam. And this is the good deen. And this is the way of all of the prophets and messengers, until the best of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I repeat it again with hopes the brothers will write it down. And will memorize it and understand it and learn it. أَلِسْتِسْلَامُ لِلَّهِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ وَالْإِنْقِيَادُ لَهُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ. To surrender and to submit to Allah with Tawheed. And to comply to Him in obedience. The rites of Tawheed. The rites of Tawheed, which complete the Tawheed. And to free oneself from Shirk and His people. To free oneself from Shirk and His people. So this is the reality of Al-Islam in general. That all of the prophets and messengers they came with. The specific interpretation of Al-Islam. وما جاء به نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فكل ما جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسمى اسلاما. That which our prophet has come with. This is the specific understanding about Islam. The specific understanding is that which Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has come with. Everything that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has come with is called al-Islam. We had taken in our previous class the narration of Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, which is well known. بني الإسلام على خمس. The religion about Islam is based upon five, referring to the five pillars. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, wa iqam as-salah, wa ita'i zakah, wa sawmi ramadan, wa hajj al-bayt. Mentioning the five pillars of Islam. We must understand, barakallahu fikum, that these are the pillars of Islam, and they're not all of Islam. These are the pillars of Islam, but they're not all of Islam. If we look, for example, in this building around us, we'll find that this building was established on pillars. First they laid the foundation, and then they set up the pillars. But they did not leave the pillars there barren. The pillars of a building, for example, how are they? Many times they're made of iron. And they're made of steel. And they're very hard. And they're very strong. They're very strong. But they're not decorated. So this is the reality of a pillar. So if we were to leave them like that,
then the structure will be established, but it might not be so beautiful. So they didn't leave the masjid like this. Rather, they covered those pillars and they hid them and they decorated them and put around them decoration and the likes like this, with walls, so on and so forth, and rocks and the likes, and bricks, in order to cover those pillars to make the building look beautiful and to complete the structure. To complete the structure. From the same idea, barakallahu fikum, the pillars of al-Islam, these are the pillars only. But the deen has great rights after that, likewise. Other great obligations that must be fulfilled for the Islam to be proper and good. Other great obligations, likewise, that must be fulfilled for the Islam to be proper and good. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "A Muslim and salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi." A true Muslim is the one who the rest of the Muslims are safe from his hand and from his tongue. If the people are not safe from one's tongue and one's hand, this is an indication that his Islam is deficient and it's not complete. So there are obligations with regards to the eyes and with regards to the tongue and with regards to the hands and the manner that we move and the way that we act and conduct ourselves that perfect and complete the Islam. And if we do not perform them properly, our Islam will be deficient. Our Islam will be deficient. So everything the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with is called al-Islam. The Shahada is al-Islam. As-Salah is al-Islam. All of this is from al-Islam. Giving charity, obligatory or not, obligatory, this is al-Islam. And fasting the month of Ramadan is Islam. And making the pilgrimage to the house and making the Umrah is al-Islam. Seeking knowledge in the masajid and the life site, this is Islam. Memorizing the Book of Allah, giving the khutbah, learning how to teach and learning how to call the people, giving advice, smiling in the face of your brother, helping your mother, seeking the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, being kind to your father, respecting him and honoring him for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of this is from al-Islam. All of this is from al-Islam, from the great sacred rites of al-Islam. So everything the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with is al-Islam, and he did not come with anything like it. Al-Imam Malik ibn Anas rahimahullah ta'ala, the great scholar of al-Islam, he mentioned, "Laysa fi ad-dini shay'un khafif." Laysa fi ad-dini shay'un khafif. There's nothing in the deen that's considered light. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come with anything light. None of the commandments are light, barakallahu fikum, and not the prohibitions. And none of the things that are recommended, likewise, they're light. And nothing that is disliked is what? It's not light. It's not light. This is major. This is major. Some things are heavier than others, and some things are more severe or serious than others, but all of it is Islam, and all of it is great, and all of it is beneficial, and all of it is valuable, and all of it is virtuous at the peak of virtue. And all of it is virtuous at the peak of virtue, and barakallahu fikum, your virtue that you have is according to how much you learn about that, and how fast, and how well you hold fast to it. How much you learn about that and how well you hold fast to it. And how well you hold fast to it and you uphold your religion. You uphold your religion. لَيْسَ فِي دِينِ شَيْءٌ خَفِيفٌ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. The author, rahimahullah ta'ala, in the clarification of the virtues of al-Islam began with the first verse. And he says, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in the statement of Allah the Most High, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And today I have completed for you your religion. And I have perfected my blessing upon you, perfected my favor upon you, and I'm pleased for you with al-Islam as your deen. I am pleased for you with al-Islam as your deen, meaning your religion and way of life. Meaning your religion and way of life. So the point here with regards to this is to clarify that from the virtue of al-Islam is that it's complete and perfect. From the virtue of al-Islam is that it's complete and perfect. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. On this day, I have completed your religion for you. So the religion of al-Islam is complete. And this is from the most beautiful affairs of this religion. That is complete. And from that which makes it even more beautiful, that not only is it complete, but it was completed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal, he said, al-yawma akmaltu. Yani ana, yani al-Rabb subhanahu. Akmaltu lakum dinakum. I have completed for you your religion. So the religion is complete and our Lord subhanahu is the one who has completed it. So this is all from the beauty of al-Islam and from the perfection of al-Islam and from the goodness of al-Islam and for a reason for a believer to yaftakhir and to be proud and thankful and happy that he's a Muslim upon a religion that is complete. Not only is it complete, but rather it was completed by the Lord of the worlds subhanahu wa ta'ala. The religion of al-Islam, ni'matun tamma. Ni'matun tamma. It's a complete blessing. It's a complete blessing. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that the ni'mah is two types. Ni'matun tamma wa ni'matun naqisa. There's a ni'mah tamma, a complete blessing. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I have perfected my blessing for you. So al-Islam is a complete, perfected blessing. And there's also other type of ni'am, like in the hanaqisa. وَنِعْمَةَ التَّامَّةَ هِيَ لَتِي لَا شَرَّ فِيهَا بِوَجْهٍ مِنَ الْوُجُوهِ. النِّعْمَةَ التَّامَّةَ, the complete, perfect blessing. The perfect blessing is a blessing and favor from Allah that has no evil or no foul outcome in it whatsoever. And this is the blessing about Islam. The blessing about Islam is all good and no evil whatsoever. It's all good and no bad whatsoever. There's nothing bad about Islam. There's nothing bad in Islam. There's nothing weak in Islam. With Islam, all of it is strong. Al-Urwa, Al-Wuthqa. It's all strong. It's all strong. Barakallahu feekum. It's all good. It's all joy. It's all happiness for those who love it and learn it and follow it and hold fast to it. It's nothing but goodness. It's nothing but goodness. Alhamdulillah. As for some other aspects of some different types of ni'am, there are some also things in life that are considered ni'ma, like in the hanaqisa. وَهِلَتِي تَكُونُ فِيهَا خَيْرًا مُشَرًا. And his blessings. There are other blessings that are good, no doubt, but they have good and evil in them. Good and evil in them, like your wealth, and like your children, and like your spouses, and the likes like this. No doubt, to have a spouse is a great blessing, but sometimes it comes with evil, or hardship, or difficulty. Likewise, having wealth, lawful wealth, even lawful wealth. Lawful wealth is a blessing. But sometimes a person could be tried with regards to his wealth, and maybe there can be some type of evil or hardship or bad things that come along with that. So it's very important to learn the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal and to show thanks to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And in this manner, by establishing the tawheed, the blessings become complete and perfect. Because the one who realizes that these blessings are from Allah Azza wa Jal, he will strive to use them in the pleasure of Allah. And that in that manner, the blessing becomes perfect with the blessing of Islam. But if a person were to use these physical blessings contrary to what is clarified in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, تَتَحَوَّلْ النِّعَمُ إِلَى النِّقَمُ وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ, the blessings, they turn into retribution. The blessings, they turn into retribution. If a person does not use them in the avenues that are lawful and permissible, they're not a favor for him. They become a trial for him and a means for his failure and destruction. A believer should remember that it's not possible. It's not possible to disobey Allah except by using His favors and blessings. So therefore, one should be shy to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His favors and blessings. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimahullah ta'ala, from the great scholars of hadith, he died in the year 198. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, أَعْظَمُ نِعْمَةٍ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَلَى عِبَادِهِ أَنْ عَرَّفَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. أَعْظَمُ نِعْمَةٍ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَلَى عِبَادِهِ أَنْ عَرَّفَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. The greatest blessing, the greatest favor that Allah has bestowed upon His slaves is that He has taught them La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us La ilaha illallah, the proper and the good meaning. So Islam is a complete religion. And by the completion of Islam, the bounty and favor of Allah was perfected. So therefore, likewise, al-Islam is a perfect blessing with no evil or deficiency or weakness or anything bad in it whatsoever. And also in this verse as well, Allah, He mentioned, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I'm pleased with al-Islam for you as a deen, as a religion and way of life. So from the virtue of al-Islam is that Allah is pleased with it. Is that it's a religion that is pleasing to Allah. And Allah is pleased with us whenever we establish it. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the companions. And whenever we mention the companions, any one of them, what do we say? Radiyallahu anhum. Why do we say that? Because Allah, He said that. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَاعِيُنَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. And likewise Allah, He says, السَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is pleased with them. So it's the companions that Allah is pleased with. And this has a great relationship to this verse and to the virtue of al-Islam. Because this verse here, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, this verse here was revealed in the end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wada', on the day of Jumu'ah, on the day of Arafah. The people of Nar, as they mentioned, approximately 80 days before the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to imagine this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spent 13 years in Mecca striving to establish La ilaha illallah. striving to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling the people, meeting great hardship and difficulty and persecution, death and loss of loved ones and wealth and property and the likes, until he fled for his life. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hiding in a cave. Hiding in a cave until he made it to Medina. It didn't stop. They continued to fight him and fight him, and he continued to strive to establish the deen of Allah azza wa jal, establishing the sacred rites little by little by little by little, all the way until now in Hajjatul Wada' on the day of Jumu'ah, on the day of Arafah. After this 23 years of striving in the path of Allah azza wa jal, Allah, he revealed, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. On this day, I have completed for you your religion. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have perfected my favor upon you. Wa raditu lakum al-islam deena, and I am pleased with that Islam as a deen, a way of life. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being informed now that Allah has completed the religion, and the religion was completed at the conveyance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the application of his companions. You understand that? The religion was completed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the conveyance and the hard work and effort and diligence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He conveyed the message. He conveyed the message until Allah, he says, the religion is complete. And not only did he convey the message, but those who believed in him and followed him, his noble companions radiyallahu anhum, they followed that message and established it in that time until the religion was complete. Until the religion was complete. So what is the complete religion? The religion of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, because it was at their application that the religion was complete. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received the revelation. And he conveyed the message to them diligently and gave sincere advice. And he did not leave off anything whatsoever or conceal or hide anything. Rather, he conveyed the message truthfully and sincerely to his companions. And they, by the grace of Allah, accepted that wholeheartedly and applied it in their life until Allah, he said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtum alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. For this reason, Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Dar al-Hijrah, Malik ibn Anas, he died in year 179. Rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, Man ra'a anna fi deenillahi bid'atun hasana faqad za'ama anna Muhammadan khana risalah. Whoever claims or believes that in the deen of al-Islam there's a bid'ah hasana, a good innovation, then he's claiming that Muhammad betrayed the message. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولَ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا فَمَا لَمْ يَكُونَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ دِينًا لَا يَكُونَ الْيَوْمَ دِينًا. This statement right here from Imam Malik rahimahullah is of the utmost benefit. So whatever was not deen on that day, it will never be deen today. This is very simple to understand. Whatever was not deen on that day, it would not be deen today. Did they celebrate the birthday of the Prophet on that day? Then it's not deen today. That's not from deen today. Anything, any other aspect of worship, if it was not deen on that day, whenever Allah completed the religion at the conveyance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the application of his companions, radiyallahu anhum, it would not be deen today. So everything that's contrary to what they were upon is contrary to al-Islam. And it's not included in al-Islam. And rather, what is intended here to understand clearly is it's rejected. It's rejected. Allah, he says, likewise, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. And whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a way of life. The next verse, the author he meant, وَقَوْلِهِ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. And whoever seeks other than Islam as a way of life. Any other than what they were upon on that day. Whoever seeks other than Islam. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. It will never be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And he'll be a loser in the hereafter. Anything that is not from Islam, it's not accepted. This is from the virtue of al-Islam. Al-Islam is accepted. Al-Islam, دِينٌ مَقْبُولٌ دِينٌ مَرْضِيٌ مَقْبُولٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. From the virtue of al-Islam is that it's a deen, a religion, a way of life that's pleasing to Allah, and Allah, he would accept it from you. As for the other religions that's contrary to al-Islam, Allah does not accept it from you. The evidence, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a way of life, then it will never be accepted from him. Was the birthday, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet, deen on that day? It was not deen on that day. Would it be accepted from them? No, it would not be accepted from them. Because whoever seeks other than Islam as a deen, فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ. It will never be accepted from him. Wallahi, the religion of Allah is very easy to follow. It's very, this is from the beauty of al-Islam. From the beauty of al-Islam, and mahasin al-deen anahu deenun yusuf. Deenul yusr was sah, is sahula, it's easy. The creed is easy. You only worship the creator. You don't worship nobody else. You only worship the creator. You don't worship nobody else. It's easy. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's not complicated. It's very easy. What was not deen on that day? It's not deen today. Whoever seeks a way other than what they were upon on that day, it'll never be accepted from them. So stop searching for another way. Suffice with the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, and you'll be happy. And all those problems will go away. And all those doubts will go away. And all the worry and grief will go away. It lies in establishing the religion. Al-quwwa fi deen. Al-quwwa al-haqiqiyya fi deen. Al-quwwa wal izzah fi deen. Whoever wants to izzah, he wants might. فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ جَمِيعًا. Then might is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to have might, you want to have honor, you want to have respect, you want to have goodness, happiness, joy in this life, then you learn the deen of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you leave your customs and cultures and your ways that are contrary, and you will have might, and you will have honor, and you will have respect. You will have happiness, and you have joy. And so long as a person prefers something from his customs and whims, and contradiction to al-Islam, then his blessing, the blessing in his right, will not be complete. He will continue to have problems until he meets his Lord. Waliyadhu billah. We understand this? This is very important. The true Islam, the pure Islam, is the Islam that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. The Islam that he taught his companions. Radiallahu anhum, that which they were upon, radiallahu anhum, on that day. Anything that's contrary after that is not from Islam. It can't be from Islam. How could it be from Islam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam died and passed and the revelation had ceased? How could it be from Islam and Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali did not know about it? Radiallahu anhum. Is it possible? It's not possible. This is common sense. Common sense. It's very clear. Alhamdulillah. But the devil, he has played games with the believers, and the enemies of Islam have planted doubts in the ranks by introducing, by hypocrites and the likes like this, zanadiqah, and encouraging misguidance and deviation, until the point that many of the Muslims have turned away from the al-urwa al-wuthqa in entirety and began calling on others besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, and devoting themselves to others besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, and crying out of fear and hope to others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So learn the religion, inshallah, you will benefit. Whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a religion, a way of life, it will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be from the losers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the ninth year, the year before what we were just discussing, the revelation of this verse, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to make hajj with the believers. To make hajj with the believers, and also a number of companions, they went from them, Abu Hurairah, and also Ali, he came later, radiallahu anhum, and Abu Hurairah and Ali, radiallahu anhum, their order to proclaim. Their order to proclaim in this hajj, بعد عامنا هذا لا يطوف بالبيت مشرك ولا عريان. No pagan will make tawaf around the bay, around the house, nor anyone who is naked after this time. And then they would proclaim likewise, ولا يدخل الجنة إلا نفس مسلمة. ولا يدخل الجنة إلا نفس مسلمة. And no one will enter paradise except for a Muslim soul. Except for a Muslim soul. The only people who enter paradise are Muslims. The true followers of the prophets and messengers, a Muslim soul. So the Muslims, they're all promised paradise, those who die upon Islam. But the way that they enter are not the same. The way that they enter are not the same. Some Muslims, when we ask Allah from His grace and His mercy, they enter Jannah with no reckoning and no punishment. Nothing but honor. Nothing but honor in the hereafter. In this life, they die in honor. In this life, they die in honor. The angels come to them and honor them. Salamun alaykum tibutum. Fadukhuluha khalidin. The angels, they come to them giving salam. The angels, they come to them, honoring them and respecting them. In the hereafter, in the grave, they have nothing but honor. And in the hereafter, they have nothing but honor. They have nothing but honor and goodness in their life. And in the hereafter, because of their Islam. Because of their Islam. تَمَسَّكُوا بِالْعُرْوَى الْوُثْقَى. فَأُكْرِمُوا غَايَةَ الْإِكْرَامِ. For this reason, Shaykh al-Islam, what did he say, rahimahullah? أَعْظَمُ الْكَرَامَ لُزُومُ الْإِسْتِقَامَ. The greatest honor from Allah Azza wa Jal is to continuously hold fast to the obedience of Allah, to be upright and steadfast day in and day out until you die. Until you die. The greatest blessing after this blessing about Islam is to live upon Islam and to live in a manner that whenever the angels of death come for your soul, they give you salam and your Lord is pleased with you. This is the greatest honor. That you will live in this life until the moment that you die in a manner your Lord is pleased with you. The greatest disgrace the greatest failure. وَلِيَوْذِ بِاللَّهِ that a person will live in this life, and the manner that he's living, whenever he dies, the angels of death come to him, and his Lord is angry with him. This is failure. This is failure. Some people think success is to kick a ball into a net, or to shoot a ball into a hoop, or to get a big bank check, a big bank account, have a big paycheck, to have a big car. This is success for some people. See, this true success is, as I mentioned, that whenever you die in a manner that your Lord is pleased with you. And you go to the pleasure of Allah. And you go to the mercy and the pleasure of Allah. And the greatest failure is not to go bankrupt. It's not to lose a job. The greatest failure is that one, he will die and Allah is angry with him and not pleased. And Allah is angry with him and not pleased. The most important thing, Ra'su al-Amr al-Islam. Ra'su al-Amr al-Islam. La yadkhulu al-jannata illa nafsul muslima. So some Muslims, they're going to enter with no reckoning, with no punishment, nothing but honor. Others, because of a deficiency in their Islam, they're going to be taken to account for their sins and they're going to be punished in the hellfire, a punishment of purification, if Allah did not choose to forgive them and show mercy and pardon them. And this is the reality. And we should not be like the Jews who are blameworthy and blamed in many places in the book of Allah. And from that which they're blamed for is their statement, وَلَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. And the fire is only going to touch us a number of days. So therefore they live following their desires and their whims and showing preference to this worldly life and selling the ayat of Allah and turning their back upon the commandments. And this is what led them to the anger of Allah. فَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَنَهُمْ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمْ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ. This is their outcome from having beliefs like this, doubts and misconceptions, and their creed like this. The fire will only touch us for a few days. So we will not say that. We will not say that. We will strive to establish our religion, establishing the commandments and prohibitions, and establishing the deen in our life, in public and in private, and hope for the mercy of Allah. And hope for the mercy and the pardon and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the author, he says, وَقَوْلِهِ وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبَلَ فَتَفَرَّقْ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. And this is my straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. So therefore follow it. And this is my straight path. This verse has come, and amongst other verses, mentioning commandments and prohibitions. Mentioning commandments and prohibitions. The great commandments of Tawheed and the other sacred rites about Islam likewise, and the prohibition of shirk, so on and so forth. In the midst of mentioning a number of sacred rites about Islam, Allah, he says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. Fulfilling these rites, establishing this deen, this is my straight path. This is my straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. So therefore, you must follow it. So here's the order to follow the straight path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Do not follow the other pathways that are contrary to Islam. Do not follow the other pathways that are contrary to Islam, or else they will lead you astray, away from the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or else it will lead you astray, away from the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jal. In some narrations, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned that Allah, دَرَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مَثَلًا صَرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Allah has struck an example for you, a straight path. And it's an example and a parable, a beautiful narration narrated by An-Nawas ibn Sam'an radiyallahu anhu. And it's a long narration, but we take the point of evidence from that. In the straight path, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sirat al-Islam. As-sirat al-Islam. So what is intended here? وَنَ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. The straight path is al-Islam. The straight path is al-Islam. The Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Abu al-Ariya al-Riyahi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he's from the Tabi'een. He's from the noble Tabi'een, the students of the companions. He was asked about the straight path. He was asked about the interpretation of the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. So he said, as-sirat al-mustaqim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sahibahu min ba'dihi Abu Bakr wa Umar. He said that as-sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path, what is it? It is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his two companions after him, Abu Bakr and Umar. And this is the proper understanding, interpretation, the straight path, the true Islam. It is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon, and Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhuma. This is very easy to understand. This is very easy to understand. Anything that they were not upon in creed and belief or in worship and the likes, this cannot be from Islam. It's not possible. It's not possible. It's ascribed to Islam falsely. So Islam is a straight path. So this is from the beauty about Islam. Al-Islam is straight and upright. وَإِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَامِ. This Qur'an, it guides to that which is most upright in all affairs, in creed and belief first and foremost, and likewise in actions of worship and devotion, and manners and conducts, and dealings and transactions, buying and selling, the marriage and divorce. Al-Islam, the Qur'an, it guides to the most upright, beneficial, and good way. The most upright, beneficial, and good way. Al-Islam, whenever it's understood in its true light, is all good. Is all good. Brothers understand that language, huh? It's all good. There's no bad. You say that it's all, everything's all good. Al-Islam is all good, barakallahu fik. Khayrun kullu. Khayrun kullu. But sometimes we don't have good because of our desires. And we're not purifying this Islam in our hearts, in our lives. We're not purifying this Islam in our hearts, in our lives. From the example of this, the hadith of Abi Huraira, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, min husni Islam al-mar'i, tarkuhu ma la'anihi. From the good Islam of a person, is that he leaves that which that doesn't concern him. So that means that a person who's involved in things that doesn't concern him, like that which is haram first and foremost, that doesn't concern a believer. Who gets involved in the likes of this stuff, in the likes of these things, his Islam is not good. Because the one who leaves those things, he has a good Islam. Min husni Islam al-mar'i. Tarkuhu ma la'anihi. Either min su' or min sayyi Islam al-mar'i. From the bad Islam of a person, and his crow from min naqis fi dinihi, is that he'll busy himself with that which doesn't concern him. Meaning the Islam can be good and complete, or it can be weak and deficient. And if a person is not careful, it can go away entirely. It can go away entirely. We've seen that Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, he was afraid of that. He would cry, afraid that his Islam, his Tawheed, will be stripped from him. Will be stripped from him. So the straight path that we're ordered to follow is following the legislation and the law that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he taught his companions radiallahu anhum that they were upon, and that which they taught their students after them, and their students after them in those three generations, which has come in the narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of mankind is my generation, and then those who follow them, and then those who follow them. And this is because the best of the generation is the generation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they learned directly from him, and they applied what they learned from him while he's witnessing, and he affirmed them over their application. He affirmed them on their application, meaning that what they applied was the correct Islam that was revealed to him, until Allah was pleased with their application, and Allah completed the religion upon that. You understand? And then likewise, they taught their students, and they learned likewise, in the same manner. And the next generation as well, until the lands expanded and the enemies became strong and clever and very deviant, and the Islam became challenged from within, and the deviation began to happen. The point is that these three generations, they're praised in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they're praised because of their establishment of Al-Islam. So the one who wants to know what is Al-Islam, the Islam that is pure, the Islam that is good, he must refer back to these generations. He must refer back to these generations. This is what is intended. وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. Any Islam ha'ula. There are the ones upon the straight path. There are the ones upon the straight path. Anyone contrary to them is not upon the straight path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. Do not follow the other ways. Do not follow Christianity. Do not follow Judaism. Do not follow Hinduism. Do not follow these other ways. Do not follow the Turuq al-Sufiyya that are contrary to that way. These are all deviant ways. These are all deviant ways. The right way is the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. All of the other ways, they're deviant ways. Do not be deceived. And do not be lonesome. Because the people who are truly following this way, they're few. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us about this. Not to cause us to worry, but rather giving us glad tidings. In that Islam abada. غريباً وسيعود غريباً كما بدأ فطوبة لغربة. Islam began as something strange, and it's going to return as Islam, the Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even people are accepting Islam left and right. Maybe it's not so strange anymore, but the true Islam is strange. Al-Islam al-Haq بدأ غريباً وسيعود غريباً كما بدأ, and it's going to return to be strange. There's a lot of Muslims today, maybe even in this city, there's a lot of Muslims, but those who are holding fast to the true Islam, they're strange. And they're few, maybe even people, they poke fun at them. Oh, this guy, he always does this, and they make fun of them, and they just have to be patient. You just have to be patient, and you have to be sincere, and you have to be firm. And you beg Allah Azza wa Jal to grant you steadfastness. And inshallah, Allah will bring benefit for you and by way of you, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So do not follow the other ways. Do not follow the other ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered His Prophet in His book, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. So how is that istiqama ala sirata mustaqim? كَمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ. To be steadfast upon the straight path is in the manner that Allah has ordered, not in the manner of any other way contrary to that. And do not follow their desires. What do the desires do? وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ is similar to وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سُبُلْ. The subul, what are the subul? The pathways that lead away. Al-ahwa wa al-bid'ah wa al-inhirafat fi al-aqa'id wa al-akhlaq wa al-ibadah wa fi al-aqa'id wa al-ibadah wa al-akhlaq. Yani to be deviant, to deviate in creed, to deviate in worship, to deviate in manners and conduct. This is the ways, the pathways that lead away from the straight path. So do not follow them. Do not follow their desires. Istaqim kama umirta. Fastaqim wastaqim kama umirta. Wala tattabi' ahwaahum. In another verse, Allah He says, Fastaqim kama umirta wa man taba ma'aka wala tatghaw. Innahu lima ta'maluna basir. And be firm and upright in the manner you were ordered, and those along with you, and those who repent along with you, and do not transgress the limits. Transgressing the limits is going beyond the straight path and not being upright. And in this manner, a person is following the subul. We have been ordered to follow the straight path, and we have been forbidden from following the subul. The subul, the other pathways. We're ordered to follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, and we are forbidden from following the other ways that are contrary to that. We have been forbidden from following the other ways that are contrary to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Indeed, those who divide their religion, and they follow the other ways, they follow those desires, they follow those innovated ways, they follow those customs or cultures that are contrary to the deen of Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal, He said to His Prophet, لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. You're free from them entirely. You're free from them entirely. So those people who follow those deviant ways, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is free from them. Those who follow the ways of Christianity and Judaism, those who follow the ways of the different Sufiya, Naqshbandiya, Diobandiya, all these different deviant ways, all of these different deviant sects, whatever they may be called, and the likes like this, all of these innovated ways, the ways of the Khawarij, and the ways of the Qadariya, and the ways of the Murjiya, Maturidiya, Ashariya, all of these deviant ways, deviant creeds, all of them, the Prophet's free from them. And these ways are not accepted. Huh? And if they die in that manner, they'll be a loser in the hereafter. If they have the foundation of Islam, they're not going to be an entire loser, but they're going to be amongst the people who have been tried in their religion, and they'll be taken to account for that. We understand this. So the pure Islam, the true Islam, this is the one that is virtuous, and this is the means of savior, and this is that urwa al-wuthqa that will never fail you. It will never fail you in this life, it will never fail you in your grave, and it will never fail you on the day of resurrection. As for if you hold on to something else, and that urwa is weak for you, then you are going to face the outcome of your sins. You want to face the outcome of your deeds and your deficiency. So therefore, again, we have to learn the deen of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. This is the virtuous way. This is the true way. This is the good deen. The author, he says, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَعَنُ بَيْءِ بْنِ كَعْبٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ قَالَ لَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَقْرَأَ عَلَيْكَ فَقَرَ عَلَيْهِ لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فَقَرَ فِيهَا إِنَّ ذَاتَ الدِّينِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْحَنِيفِيَّةِ الْمُسْلِمَةِ لَا الْيَهُودِيَّةِ وَلَا النَّصْرَانِيَّةِ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ خَيْرًا فَلَنْ يُكْفَرَهُ رواه الترمذي وَقَالَ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ وَصَحَّحَهُ الْحَاكِمُ. The author, he mentioned the narration of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, indeed, Allah has ordered me to recite to you. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited to him, لَمْ يُكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, which is Surah Al-Bayyinah. Surah Al-Bayyinah, this is the chapter of the clarification. So he recited it. فَقَرَأَ فِيهَا, and he recited in this recitation, إِنَّ ذَاتَ الدِّينِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْحَنِيفِيَّةِ الْمُسْلِمَةِ لَا الْيَهُودِيَّةِ وَلَا النَّصْرَانِيَّةِ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ خَيْرٌ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرَهُ. And in this recitation that he recited, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to obey, he recited, inna dhata deen inda Allahi al-hanifiyya al-muslima. Indeed, the true reality of the religion with Allah is al-hanifiyya al-muslima. Is that al-hanifiyya al-muslima? Not Judaism, la al-yahudiyya, wa al-nasraniyya. The true religion, dhata deen, and dhata shayhani haqiqatahu. The true reality of the deen with Allah Azza wa Jal is al-hanifiyya al-muslima. Not al-yahudiyya and not al-nasraniyya. And whoever does good, it will not be rejected. It will not be shown any ingratitude. He says it's narrated by Tirmidhi, and he said that the hadith is good and is authentic. And it's been authenticated by al-Hakim. The people of Nahr, as they mention here, that this verse here is from the verses that are abrogated. From the verses that are abrogated, the text is abrogated, but the ruling remains. The ruling remains. And meaning, if we were to read Surah Al-Bayyinah today, we will not find that verse there. So there are verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla that were revealed and they were recited and they were known and the rulings were derived from them. And then later they were abrogated. Later they were abrogated. Either abrogated by the verse being removed and not recited anymore, along with the ruling remaining, or even likewise some verses were removed and the ruling was removed along with it. And there are other verses that remain and recited until this day, but the rulings are abrogated. So this is from the issue of naskh, of abrogation. So this verse here was abrogated, although the ruling remains. Although the ruling remains. The true deen with Allah Azza wa Jal is al-hanifiyya. Al-hanifiyya is from al-hanaf. Al-hanaf, yani al-mayl. And to summarize, al-hanifiyya, yani when the one who's described with this trait, is called al-hanif. Wa Ibrahim alayhi salam kana hanifan. Wa millatuhu al-hanifiyya. The way of Ibrahim is al-hanifiyya. And to summarize, it means al-iqbal ala Allah Azza wa Jal. والإعراض عما سوى الإقبال على الله عز وجل الإقبال على الله عز وجل بالكلية بالكلية to advance and to devote oneself to Allah in entirety, in obedience and entirety. والإعراض عما سوى, to turn away from everything besides that. This is Hanifiyya. A person, he will devote himself to Allah with Tawheed and turn away from shirk and disobedience. He will dedicate himself to Allah with Tawheed and obedience and submission, and he will turn himself away from paganism and polytheism and disobedience. And this is the definition of al-Islam. Al-Islamu lillahi bil-tawheed wal-inqiyadu lahu bil-ta'a wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wal-ahli. This is al-milla al-hanifiyya. This is the good way. The good way. The good way. May Allah put us upon that way in our families. May Allah put us upon the good way. The good way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truthfully, and make us from his followers sincerely. And make us prefer and to love that way until we meet him subhanahu wa ta'ala from his grace and from his mercy. From his grace and from his mercy. So we supplicate for the likes of this. And our hearts desire these affairs, but we have to work. We have to work. It can be empty hopes and empty supplications. Rather, we supplicate and we call and we beg and we hope. And then we strive. And then we strive against our souls in the application of that knowledge. And the application of that knowledge. May Allah bless you. After this, the author, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْوَةَ الدَّوْسِي رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال والذي نفس محمد بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار رواه مسلم رواه مسلم. The author, he mentioned the narration of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه الدوسي, that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that I swear by the one whom the soul of Muhammad is in his hands. The Prophet, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, I swear by the one whom the soul of Muhammad is in his hands. Swearing by Allah. يعني وَاللَّهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. No one hears about me from this ummah. No one hears about me from this ummah. We must understand what is intended from the word ummah. The word al-ummah. The ummah to Muhammad. The word ummah to Muhammad, it has two understandings. It has two understandings. Just similar like we mentioned, al-Islam has two understandings. Right? So these terms, they have two understandings. And they must be understood properly in each context. So ummah to Muhammad, it has a general encompassing understanding. And it has a specific understanding. The ummah of Muhammad has a general understanding. And it is all of the jinn and mankind after the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're from ummah to Muhammad. All of them. They're called Ummatu al-Dawah. Ummatu al-Dawah. Ummatu al-Dawah. Kullu al-Nas. Jami'a al-Nas. جميع الثقلين جميع الجن والإنس بعد بعثة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى يوم القيامة. All of mankind and jinn after the coming of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم until the day of resurrection, they're included in the Ummah to Muhammad. They're from the Ummah of Muhammad. From the aspect of what? Ad-Dawah. Meaning that it's an obligation for all of them to believe and follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they do, they have the promise of paradise. And if they refuse, they have the threat of the hellfire. The threat of the hellfire. So all of mankind, after the coming of Prophet Muhammad, all of the Jews, all of the Christians, all of the pagans and polytheists, all of them are from the Ummah of Muhammad from this aspect. All of them are from the Ummah of Muhammad from this aspect, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But only a select few from them are given success to believe and to follow. And this is called Ummatul Ijaba. Ummatul Ijaba. The Ummah of Muhammad who complied, who responded to the call. Yani al-Muslimin. Yani al-Muslimin. They're the Muslims. They're the Muslims. So every prophet had an Ummah in the same manner. And from the Ummah, there are those who responded to the call and there are those who rejected. And those who responded, they were honored and they are promised paradise. And those who rejected, we've seen the foul outcome of them. So likewise, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are those, the message that's revealed to him is the final message and it's for all mankind. It's for all mankind. From them, those who accepted, they're called Ummatul Ijabah. So here, what is being referred to in this first part here, لا يسمع بأحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني يهودي ولا نصراني. No one hears about me from this Ummah. Not a Jew nor a Christian. ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار. And then he died and he did not believe in that which I was sent with, except he'll be from the dwellers of the hellfire. Except that he'll be from the dwellers of the hellfire. This is no doubt clarifying the beauty of Al-Islam. From the beauty of Al-Islam, that is if you believe in it and you follow it, you're guaranteed to enter paradise. And from the beauty about Islam is that those who reject it and turn away from it, regardless of what they were upon before, if they remain upon that way, it will never be accepted from them. And hereafter, they'll be from the losers, from the dwellers of the hellfire. So from the beauty about Islam, it's a means of safety and savior and sanctity in this life and the hereafter. In this life and in the hereafter. And it's a means of protection from the greatest loss and the greatest failure. In al-khasirina al-ladina khasiru anfusahum wa alihim yawm al-qiyamah. The true losers. The true losers are those who lose their souls and their families on the day of resurrection. Those who lose their souls and their families on the day of resurrection. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent to all mankind. He's a prophet for all mankind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those Jews and Christians who hear about his message and then they follow, they will have kiflaini min rahmatillah. They'll have two rewards from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who believe in Musa and Jesus and they followed their way, or they believe in their way and they believe in the books that they received before, and then they heard about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they believe in him too, they have a great reward with Allah Azza wa Jal, a great promise of mercy and goodness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will provide for them a light and a guidance that they will see with, and they will have great benefit. But those who reject faith and turn away, their belief in their previous prophet will not help them. If they deny the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Denying one messenger is like denying all of them. Denying one messenger is like denying all of them. And the evidence for this, وَكَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And the people of Nuh, they belied the messengers. How could they have belied the messengers whenever Nuh is the first messenger? Huh? Because denying one messenger is in reality denying all of them. So by denying Nuh, they had denied all of them, all the way to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah, he mentioned, وَكَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And the people of Nuh, they have belied and denied and rejected all of the messengers. By rejecting one of them, one he rejects all of them. So one is not a true believer in Nuh, and Ibrahim, and Musa, and Isa, until he's a true believer in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a great point here, that whoever hears about Islam and he did not believe, وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ, and he says, وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. So those who hear about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the evidence is established against them, and then they live until they die without believing in that which he came with, these are the people who are the dwellers of the hellfire. these are the people who are the dwellers of the hellfire. And he meaning these are the people whom Allah created the hellfire for, and they'll never leave. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ يُرِيدُونَ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. This is what these verses are referring to, these people here. Those who die now, and with regards to the people from the Ummah of Muhammad, those who die and did not believe in him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is ultimate failure, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. This is ultimate failure, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. There are many benefits here to mention, and we have to summarize because of time. How much time do we have left? Huh? 20 minutes. Okay, yeah, great. Jazakum Allah khairah. Barakallahu feekum. Tayyib, it has come about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a number of evidences clarifying this issue. Clarifying this issue. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent to all mankind. Allah, he says, وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغَ. And this Quran, the Prophet is ordered to say, and this Quran was revealed to me so that I can warn you and the people of this time and those whom it reaches. Yani until the end of the times. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah, he says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O mankind, I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. And this is important to understand because until today, in these days, right now, there are individuals claiming that the Jews and Christians are our brothers and that they will be in Jannah. And that their religion is good. Say, no, you don't have to call them to Islam. He's a Christian, let him be a Christian. He believes in Jesus. Or he's a Jew, let him be a Jew. He's good. He's good. Nah, this is contrary. Wallahi, the evidence is very clear. The hadith right here is in Sahih Muslim. That no one hears about me after I have come with guidance. No Jew nor Christian. Then he died and did not believe in what I was sent with, except he's from the dwellers of the hellfire. So the person who claims the likes of these claims, he's opposing the foundation of the religion. Wadiyadu billah. And he is on the brink of disbelief. Wadiyadu billah. Maybe he'll be excused because of ignorance. How long? Wallahu alam. This is very dangerous to make the likes of these statements. It's very dangerous to make the likes of these statements and to have the likes of this foul creed. The Jews and the Christians, they are not our brothers, and their religion is the religion of falsehood, and it's an evil and a foul way, and those who die upon that, it will never be accepted from them, and in the hereafter, they'll be from the losers. All of this is clarified and discussed, alhamdulillah. Likewise, Allah, he says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةَ لِلنَّاسِ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except to the people in entirety, except to all mankind. Tabarak alladhi nazzal al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil'alamina nadhira. Blessed is he who has revealed the criterion to his slave, so that he can be for all mankind a warner. So these verses here and others, and this hadith that's clear, clarify that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent to all mankind, white and black, Arab and non-Arab, Christian and Jew, pagan and atheist, all of them, they have to believe in him and follow him. And this is an incumbent requirement upon them, jinn and ins. And if they do, they have the promise of the goodness of Al-Islam and the good outcome of the people of Al-Islam. And if they don't, they have the threat of the fire and the painful punishment. Wadiyadu billah. Wadiyadu billah. Likewise, been narrated in Sahih Bukhari from the Hadith of Jabir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Utitu khamsan lam yu'tahunna ahadun min al-anbiya qabli." I was given five that none of the prophets were given before me. Nusirtu bir-ru'bi masirata shahr. I was aided with fear the distance of a month. Ju'ilat li al-ardu masjidan wa tahura. And the earth was made for me as a place of worship and a means of purification. So any man from my ummah, what does it say about my ummah here? Ummah al-ijab, from the Muslims. Any man who, from my ummah, any of my followers, whose salat comes to him, and wherever he may be, let him pray. And he has no excuse. Let him pray. Because the earth is a place of prayer and a means of purification. وَأُحِلَّتْ لِي الْغَنَائِمِ. And the spoils of war were made permissible, lawful for me. وَكَانَ النَّبِي يُبْعَثُ إِلَى قَوْمِهِ خَاصًا وَبُعِثُ إِلَى النَّاسِ كَافًا. And the Prophet before me used to be sent to his people specifically, and I was sent to all mankind in entirety. This is something special for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that which is special for him, and a virtue for him,
is a virtue for his followers, is a virtue for he's our prophet. He was sent to us. We're the last ummah. There's none after us. There's no followers of prophets coming after us. So this is a great virtue for him, and because of his virtue, the virtue of his ummah as well. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the virtue of his legislation and law. Of his legislation and law, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'utiyatu al-shafa'ah. And I was granted intercession. And also, it has been collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Fuddiltu ala al-anbiya bisit. Fuddiltu ala al-anbiya bisit. I was granted a virtue over the other prophets with six. Fuddiltu jawami al-kalim. I was granted the concise speech. Nusirtu bil-ru'bi. And I was aided with fear. And meaning Allah will cast fear in the enemies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who truly, until this day, if you truly fear Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah will cause the people to fear you, to honor you, and to revere you. But if you fear the people, and if you're deficient in your fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah will cause you to fear the people. So whenever a person is sincere in his deen, Allah will honor him in this life. And the people will honor him likewise. And he will obtain some of these virtues in this manner. And then he said, وَحِلَّتْ لِي الْغَنَائِمِ. And the spoils of war were made permissible for me. وَجُوِلَتْ لِي الْعَضُ طُهُورًا وَمَسْجِدًا. وَأُرْسِلْتُ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ كَافًا. وَأُرْسِلْتُ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ كَافًا. And the earth was made for me as a means of purification and a place of prayer. And I was sent to all mankind. وَطِيْتُ الشِّفَاءَ. And I was granted intercession. So it's an obligation to believe in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to apply his law and legislation. To apply his law and legislation, and those who do that, they have this great promise of paradise. And those who turn away, then they are the people of the hellfire. They are the people of hellfire, and all of the previous laws and legislations, Judaism and Christianity, that which was correct from the deen of Musa, and that which is correct from the deen of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, is abrogated with the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this, the author, he mentioned Hafidhullah, the narration of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, annahu qal, khatta Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khattan bi yadihi, thumma qala hadha sabirullah mustaqiman, thumma khatta an yaminihi wa shimalihi, thumma qala hadhihi subul, laysa minha sabirun illa alayhi shaytan yadu ilayhi, thumma qara'a wa anna hadha sirati mustaqiman fattabi'uhu wa la tattabi'u subula. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمَ السَّبِيلِ رُوَهُ النَّسَائِ فِي السُّنَنِ الْكُبْرَى وَأَحْمَدُ فِي الْمُسْنَدِ وَاللَّفْظُ لَهُ وَإِسْنَادُهُ حَسَنٌ. The author, he mentioned the narration of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew one day a line with his hand. And then he said, this is the straight path of Allah. And then he drew on the left and the right lines. And he said, these are the other pathways. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the head of each one of these other pathways is a devil calling to it. Where's the head of the pathway? On the straight line, on the straight path. He drew a straight line like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, hadha sabirullah mustaqim. This is the straight path of Allah. This is Islam. This is the commandments and the prohibitions and abiding by the proper creed and belief, purifying the tawheed. And then on the right and on the left, there's lines going away from the straight path, leading away from the straight path. And then on the head of every one of these lines is the devil. It's a devil calling to it. It's at the head of those lines. And at the beginning, those paths, they lead away from the straight path. So the devil, he's lying on the straight path. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that in the shaitan, قَاعِدٌ لِبْدِ آدَمْ بِأَطْرُقِهِ. That indeed the devil, he's lying and waiting for the son of Adam on all of his pathways. And if he wants to follow Islam, he tries to warn him away from it. If he wants to make jihad, he tries to make him be a coward. If he wants to, whatever avenue of goodness he wants to establish in the deen, there's a devil there trying to deter him and take him away from that, and to whisper him and to mislead him. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned in his book what shaitan he said. لَأَقْوِدَنَّ لَهُمْ سِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I'm going to lie and wait for them on your straight path. So the devil is lying and waiting on the straight path. And for this reason, barakallahu fiqh, many new Muslims, or even people who are born Muslim, yet they were not necessarily
interested in their religion, when they become interested in their religion, and they want to learn the sunnah and hold fast to that, now the whispers become hard. Now the whispers become severe, and the doubts become tough, and the issue becomes a problem now. Because why? Because now he's coming to the straight path, truthfully. He's waking up to this reality. And that's where the devil is lying in waiting. لَأَقُدَنَّ لَهُمْ سِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ وَلَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You will not find the majority of them to be thankful. I will rely on your straight path, waiting for them. I'll come to them in front of them and from behind them. In front of them, meaning I will try to mislead them in their religion, in their deen, and from behind them, causing them to fall back and to not work for the hereafter. You have doubts about the resurrection and on their light, and on their right, in every aspect of goodness, on their left, in every affair in their life. I will wait for them and try to mislead them. And you will not find the majority of them to be thankful.
And the peak of thanks is to make tawheed.
The peak of thanks is to purify the deen for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to perfect that is in obedience. Is in obedience. بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْ بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Rather, Allah alone worship and be from those who are thankful. So those who are thankful, they worship Allah alone. And the peak of thanks after that, and the perfection of that thanks, is perfecting the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then after this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he read the verse of Allah that has preceded. When this is my straight path, so you must follow. Do not follow the other ways. Do not follow the other ways. All of the innovative ways and the pathways that are contrary to the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, these ways. At the head of them is a devil. There are devils calling you to spin around in the masjid. The devil's calling you to who. Those are devils calling to that way. Wadiyadu billah. These different turuq al-sufiyya and udilla, wadiyadu billah, and mubtada'a, they have no evidence in the deen of Allah azza wa jal. These are from the deviant ways. Allah, he says, wala tattabi usul. Do not follow their desires. Do not follow these pathways, because it will lead you away. It will lead you away. These ways lead you away. Innovation, deviation in the religion, contrary to what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon, and his companions radiallahu anhum, lead you away from the straight path. Lead you away from the mercy of Allah. Lead you away from the pleasure of Allah. Lead you away from the safety of the punishment of the hellfire. We understand this. We understand this. This is very serious. Sometimes we have to understand this, remember this, and strive to uphold this. And strive to uphold this. So it's one thing to have knowledge, and to understand things in an academic sense, and in theory, and it's another to apply it. And the test is in the application. So after this, the author, he says, حَفِظُهُمَا وَقَالَ أَبُو بَرْزَ الْأَسْلَمِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَنْقَذَكُمْ بِالْإِسْلَامِ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. He mentioned here that indeed Allah has saved you. Abu Barza al-Islami radiallahu anhu, says indeed Allah has saved you with Islam and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So al-inqad min al-halak, to be saved from danger and from destruction and from failure, is by way of Islam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with Islam. An indication that they understand this likewise, that it's not just Islam that people ascribe to or claim, but rather the Islam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one who knows that are his companions. Only Allah. They're the ones who've seen him pray. And they're the ones who told us that he came. And they're the ones who narrated to us the Quran. And they're the ones who clarified the religion for us. And it's Allah who chose them. So their religion is the good religion. And anything that's contrary to their religion, it's ascribed to the religion that they had no knowledge of, it is not from al-Islam, and it's not a means of inqad. Rather, it's a means of halak. It's a means of halak. The author, he says, حَفِيظُ الْهُلَىٰ وَقَالَ مُجَاهِدٌ وَمَكِّيٌ. Mujahid ibn Jabr, he's from the great students of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum. He says, مَا أَدْرِي أَيُّ نِعْمَتَيْنِ عَلَيَّ أَعْظَمْ أَنْ هَدَانِي لِلْإِسْلَامِ أَوْ أَعْثَانِي مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَهْوَاءِ. رَوَاهُ الدَّارِمِي. He said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Mujahid, from the great students of the companions. He says, I do not know which of the two blessings is greater. Which of the two blessings of Allah is greater? That Allah guided me to Islam, or that He saved me from these desires. What are the desires and whims? These pathways that go away. The pathways that go away, the subul, the ahwa, the innovations and the deviations that are contrary to Islam, these are called ahwa. Because the people, they follow their desires and they leave the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's saying, I don't know which blessing is greater upon me, that I was guided to Islam in the first place, or after being guided to Islam that I was saved from these desires. And he meaning that no doubt the blessing about Islam is so great, but it's not perfect and good and proper and true until a person is saved from those desires and he's holding fast to the Urwa al-Wuthqa, and he's truly on the straight path of al-Islam. Because many people, they come to al-Islam and then they follow their desires, which take them away from the straight path, and leading their Islam to become deficient or to be wiped out entirely. You understand that? So no doubt the blessing of al-Islam is a great blessing, but likewise the blessing of guidance to the Sunnah, guidance to the way of the Sahaba, this is a great blessing, because that's the true Islam. That's the true Islam. So it's one thing to be guided to the straight path, to believe there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is one thing. This is general guidance. But in order to remain steadfast upon the straight path until you die, you have to have detailed guidance. The detailed guidance is the clarification of that which the companions understood. This is the detailed guidance. Holding fast to that is the detailed guidance. In this manner, a person is safe. If not, if he's deficient in that, either in knowledge or application, he will go astray. He will go astray out these different ways that the devils are calling to. And the devils, they're not coming over. Hey, this is innovation. This dhikr here is innovation. Oh, this is shirk. Tawaf around the grave is shirk. Blowing up people in the masjid is very bad. But they don't say that. They say it's good. This is Islam. This is deen. Jihad. Right? Dhikr. Dhikr. Talab al-ilm. They use legislative terms making it sound good. But they understand it and interpret it in a manner that's contrary. That leads them away. So the point is that these devils here lying on the straight path, they're calling to falsehood, but they decorate the falsehood. They decorate the falsehood. They make it look good. But the one who has knowledge, he will be able to identify that's falsehood. That's falsehood. The one who doesn't have knowledge, maybe he will be tried by that. And he will entertain that and even perform it thinking that he's doing something good. This is how that some of these people, our children, our brothers, they wind up blowing themselves up in the masjid, saying Allahu Akbar, killing the people at Dhuhr time, in the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because he's misguided. He was misled by the devils, waliyadu billah, thinking that he's doing something good because of an ignorance in the fundamentals of the religion. Other people, they're singing the likes like this, or having birthday parties, so on, all of these affairs, because of a deficiency in knowledge, and a lack of concern, sincerity for Islam. And had they loved Islam properly, then they would spend time to learn it from its proper sources. And they would hold fast to it. And they would not follow their desires. But there's a test. We're tried with whims, and we are tried with desires. The author, he says after this, the last narration, وَقَالَ أَبُو يُوسُفَ الْقَاضِي أَبُو يُوسُفَ الْقَاضِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ يَعْقُوبُ بِنُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْأَنْصَارِي. He's one of the great students of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Abu Yusuf al-Qadi, rahimahullah, ru'usu al-ni'am thalatha. The head of all blessings are three. فَأَوَّلُهَا نِعْمَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ أَلَّتِي لَا تَتِمُّ نِعْمَةٌ إِلَّا بِهَا. The first of them is the blessing of al-Islam, which no blessing is complete except by way of. We discussed that earlier. I indicated this issue earlier. That the other blessings of the eyes and the ears and the wealth and the children and the health and the likes will not be complete except with al-Islam. Because if not, a person who used them, and the anger of Allah, which would be a means of retribution and punishment for him. But by way of al-Islam, these other blessings become perfect likewise. Whenever used in the light of al-Islam, they'll be used properly in a manner that is pleasing, and then they'll truly be blessings. A person who used the wealth and health and the goodness of this life to establish his deen, to seek the pleasure of Allah and the home in the hereafter. So we'll use these blessings and that which they're created for as a means and help to seek the pleasure of Allah. To seek the pleasure of Allah. As for the one who did not have Islam, or who's deficient in that, we follow his desires, and these are blessings, are not truly blessings. Really, they're a means of retribution against him. وَلِيَذَا بِاللَّهِ وَالثَّانِيَ نِعْمَةُ الْعَافِيَةَ الَّتِي لَا تَلْطِيبُ وَالْحَيَاةُ إِلَّا بِهَا. And the second of the head of blessings is the blessing of afiyah. Al-afiyah, and his well-being, and one's mind, and one's body, one's home, one's life. And that life is not good except by way of. And if a person is tried in his health or in his wealth or in his safety and security, his life's not good, even if he has money. But he's tried in these affairs, he's sick, he can't move, he's paralyzed, or he's sick, he can't get out of bed, or he's afraid he can't leave his house because of danger in the society. And even if he's healthy, and without having this afiyah in his life, life is not good. Life is not good. So to have safety and security in your person and your mind and your health and your body and your environment, to have financial stability, all of this is afiyah, alhamdulillah. This is a great blessing. But it's not true until it's coupled with the blessing of al-Islam. It's used in the light of al-Islam. The Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. وَالثَّالِثَ نِعْمَةُ الْغِينَ أَلَّتِ لَا يَتِمُ الْعَيْشُ إِلَّا بِهَا. And the third one is the blessing of wealth, yani and contentment, with which life and the means of livelihood is not complete except by way of. So the point is that the head of all blessings is the blessing of al-Islam. And this is no doubt about that. All blessings are completed by way of this blessing, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Rawahu al-Khatib al-Baghdadi fi Tariq al-Baghdad. Narrated by al-Khatib al-Baghdadi in his book, Tariq al-Baghdad. Fihi masail. In this chapter, there are masail, yani benefits. We'll take them briefly so that we can close bi'inni lahi ta'ala. Al-Ula Kamalu Din al-Islam. The first benefit from this chapter is the perfection, or the completeness of the religion about Islam. Al-Thani, the second one, أن الله رضيه لنا فلا يكبر من أحد دين سوى. The second one is that Allah is pleased with Islam for us, and so He does not accept from anyone any other deen besides it. Al-Thalitha, بطلان الأديان كلها إلا الإسلام. The third benefit is the falsehood of all other religions, that all other religions are false and not accepted except for al-Islam. الرابعة, the fourth one, أن الدين الحق هو ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The fourth benefit is that the true religion is the religion that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم came with. الخامسة, the fifth one, أن الأهواء والبدع ليست منه. And the fifth benefit is that the desires and innovations are not from it. Desires and innovations are not from Islam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. As-sadisa, anna man zaga an al-huda fa huwa shaytanun yad'u ila rada. And the sixth benefit is that whoever deviates away from the guidance, then he is a devil calling to destruction in the lowly way. Calling to destruction in the lowly way. As-sabi'a, idamu ni'mat al-Islam wa sunnati wa al-afiyah. Min al-ahwa. The seventh benefit is the greatness of the blessing about Islam and the Sunnah and being safe and free from desires. From desires, following the desires in the religion, the misconceptions, misunderstandings, and the deviated, innovated, newly introduced ways in al-Islam. To be safe from that is the perfection and the completeness of the blessing about Islam. Of the blessing about Islam. So from the benefits of studying the chapter, this chapter here, and the likes of this, Fadlu al-Islam. And the benefits that we have of studying the virtues of al-Islam is that now you should feel, brother, of the great blessing that you have been given. The great blessing that you have been given. Many people outside these doors, they don't have this blessing. Right outside these doors, they don't have this blessing. They're completely lost and have no clue to Islam and the value of Islam and the goodness of al-Islam and the nobility of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his good way and his good guidance. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah had chose you. Allah had chose you and He has selected you out of all of them. Alhamdulillah. So you show thanks now. So now this should cause you to realize the virtue of this religion and the value of this blessing that you have, making you more concerned to hold fast to it, to learn more about it. And a person, if he loves something, he will study it and learn it. And if he loves something, he'll talk about it all the time. He'll talk about it all the time. He'll never get tired. He'll talk and talk and talk and talk and talk because he loves it. Those people who love basketball, they talk about basketball all day and all night. It's like, man, would a boy be quiet? Right? Or if he loves this other thing, if he loves cars, for example, if he loves whatever a person he loves, he's always talking about talking. He knows all of these minute details. Some of them are insignificant. We don't even care about them. He knows all of them. Why? Because he loves that thing. So in this manner, we should love our deen. We should love Islam and learn all about it. Spend time learning it. And then helping others learn it likewise. In this manner, our community will grow and be good. And have much blessing. And have much blessing. Also, studying this chapter, the likes of this chapter, the virtue about Islam is from the means to remain firm in the religion. From the means to remain firm in the religion and to be steadfast. And also for encouragement. It's an encouragement to avoid and stay away from innovations and the misguided ways in al-Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jal make these classes a benefit for all of us and make the knowledge a light and a proof for us and not against us. And I apologize for taking too much time. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.